Shanti. Good afternoon, good evening. Feeling cold?
A little bit.
Okay. Today we will look into the topic of how to stop the storm of waste. How to finish it off. Because, you know, whenever waste thoughts start to come up, it's like a storm. It's like a whirlpool. It turns and turns and turns. So much of, so many thoughts come one after the other, especially waste thoughts. So we need to understand them well and also know the ways and means of overcoming it, of stopping that, you know, the speed. We all, as Brahmins, as Baba's children, we all know what waste thoughts are, right? The thoughts which are not necessary at all, which are, you know, just draining our energy, which is lowering our stage. And do you think, is it easy to recognize waste thoughts? Is it easy to recognize waste thoughts? Or a bit difficult? If you are getting waste thoughts, is it easy to recognize them? Yes, when it starts initially, it's a bit difficult to understand, but when it takes the form of a storm, then we understand, yes, this is waste. Because that waste would have taken the form of negative already. Because, you know, when we peel any vegetables or potatoes or anything in the kitchen and keep it aside, it's not negative, right? We don't get bad smell or no germs around, no flies around. So that's lying. It's not harmful. So it's lying. So when after 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, what happens? If that vegetable waste is there, it's lying there for 4 or 5 days, what will happen? It stinks. It becomes rotten. It stings and all the flies and everything. Initially, it was not negative. It was just a waste. But then, when we left it for quite some time, it became negative. When the flies come up, when we start to get bad smell, then we say, oh, I think it's better to get rid of it. Right? Same way with us also. When initially waste thoughts come up, unless and until it's not harmful, we're comfortable with it. To gossip around, to see who's doing what, and just not involving in what is not necessary, unless and until it's not harmful, we are comfortable with it. But then that sanskar of waste becomes so deep within, then because that energy of the soul is drained out, so whenever a situation comes up, we are not able to take it. We're not able to take it. And then is the challenge. Then is the challenge. So because whenever a situation comes, to face that situation, to tackle that situation, what is it that we need? We need that inner strength. We need the power to discriminate what to do in this particular... In this particular situation, what to do, we need that clarity. Because of waste, we have been doing a lot. Waste thoughts we have been doing a lot, so that we have not accumulated enough energy to tackle with that situation. Because you know, when the body is weak, even a slightest change in the weather, it will affect the body. But I can't wait the weather to get bad and see whether my body is strong or not. I need to exercise, I need to take care of my body every day. I need to take care of my body every day. And all of a sudden, when a weather or something happens, some situation comes, I will be this body will be able to cope up with that situation, that weather or whatever the situation is. Why this body was able to tackle with that situation is because of the effort that I put in to take care of the body continuously. Right? So then that is the result. In the same way, what we have to work within us every day to get rid of. Anyway, as Brahmins, we don't get lot of negative thoughts anyway. We know. Because negative thoughts, when it comes up, we understand, okay, this is negative, I need to get rid of it. When we get angry, we know, I'm getting angry with this, this is not right. If I get a little bit greedy, I know, yeah, I'm becoming a little bit greedy, I need to. So all these jo five vices, when it comes up, when it pops up, alarm rings, because we know, okay, this is not supposed to come. We recognize them. But when a waste thought comes, we need to analyze ourselves, check ourselves to that level, to that higher level, only then we can get rid of waste thoughts gradually. Gradually. Because you know, when we clean the house, bigger things, it's easier to remove. Bigger dirts. Dirt. So, but a minute dust, it's a bit difficult to get rid of it. Yeah, we have to make efforts to get rid of the minute dust. In the same way, all these waste things are our minute dust. We need to make efforts on that level to get rid of it. Because initially it's not harmful. When it takes up the form of a storm, then it becomes harmful. So we need to recognize at the initial level and then get rid of it. Right? So usually, as Brahmins, what is the type of waste thoughts that we usually come up? What do you think? What are the types of waste thoughts that usually come up? Criticism. Yes. So how do we tackle with that? Okay, if we criticize others or we listen to the criticism? Criticism of others. We criticize others. Right? So but we Brahmins, we know we are not supposed to criticize others. But why do we do that? It's because we think, we compare. Okay, this is Srimad. This is what is supposed to be done. This is what is supposed to be right. So when we compare that to with others, this person is not supposed to be doing like this. Why he or she is doing? So when a question comes, why? It has a tail with it. Lot of tails. So how do we deal with it? Oh, this person is not good. This person doesn't follow so much of Srimad. This person is a little bit irritating. This person is like that, this, like this. We look into the negative traits of others. We look into the weaknesses, not the negative, but weaknesses of others. So how do we tackle with it? How do we tackle? What is the... Because for everything, when a strong point of knowledge comes up, then that works as a medicine to stop that waste thoughts. Because, you know, whenever we need to have powerful break. when we drive a car, if the brake is not powerful, then there is a tendency to make accidents. Right? So when a negative or waste thoughts come up, I need a powerful point of knowledge to cut, to stop that waste thought. So when I start to see at the weaknesses of others, what is it that Baba has told me, told all of us, that we should be doing? That should come up. You know? Baba has asked us to look into the specialities of others. So, okay, all day through we won't be able to look into the specialities, at least if we are able to look at them as souls, at least. Okay? You know, I don't know who you are, but at least I can see everyone as souls. I can see everyone as Baba's children. I can see everyone as them making efforts. We all are effort makers. When that person is making effort to remove that particular weakness, so who am I to grab that weakness and make it mine? You know, when Baba used to have personal meetings with the people, with the Baba's children, Baba never used to see at the negative or the weaknesses of the children. Baba is always used to see, look at the soul, always see the souls and speak about the specialities of the soul, no matter what the soul is like. We know all the negative side of that soul, but even then, Baba gives so much of love to that soul, to that person, and speaks something good about that person to bring up that enthusiasm. Why? Why do you think Baba does that? Don't you think that Baba doesn't know the weaknesses of that child? In spite of knowing the weaknesses of the child, Baba doesn't speak about that. Why? Yes. Giving energy to that negativity. And just imagine Almighty authority, highest on high, giving energy to my weakness means putting a stamp. That I won't be able to remove that weakness no matter how much effort I put into it. Putting a stamp there. Okay, you have this weakness. But once after putting a stamp, that's done. We can't change it. Alright? So, and we as Baba's children, how powerful are we? Huh? We as Baba's children, how powerful are we? We are also powerful, right? So when we Baba's children are powerful, why am I giving energy to that waste, that weakness of others, when that person is making efforts to remove? Right? So we need, yes. Okay, if that person is not aware and repeats the same mistake, okay, if I am in a position to go up to that person and say with love, look, brother or sister, this is the thing that you're making a mistake. With lot of good wishes, if I am able to say to that person, and if that person's acceptance level is higher, if that person is ready to accept, then well and good, I can go up to that person and not in the thing of criticizing. Not in a criticizing way I should point out that mistake. In a good wishing, having that good wishes, okay, let this soul transform. Having that good wishes, if I say, okay, if that person accepts, well and good. But if that person doesn't accept and say, oh, that's not my mistake, then because, you know, we have a tendency to guard our mistakes. We have a tendency to prove that it's wrong. Whatever you are telling is wrong. We have. If somebody comes up and say, oh, you speak too loudly, you speak... No, I'm okay. And so, like, I try to prove myself. Because all of a sudden if somebody comes up and points out my mistake, anyone's mistake, like, you know, like, we are very much guarded. We don't want to accept our mistakes. But yeah, if the person is open, then well and good. And many times it happens that even after pointing out that mistake again and again to that person, he or she will not change. So then say, so even after pointing out, even after saying with a lot of good wishes, that person is not changing. So then, what's our task? Just ignore it. You know, Baba is there. Baba, the supreme teacher, is sitting and he is educating us every day. 3 pages of Murali he speaks to us every day. So, when the right time comes, maybe that soul will accept that teachings and change. You know? So, we just have to ignore, and just like Baba loves each and every soul, in the same way we have to become detached and start accepting each one as he or she is. Just like Baba accepts us. You know, when we came to Baba, each one of us, when we came to Baba, how were we? How was each one of us? Each one of us know. Each one of us know how we were. And we, once when I accepted, Baba is mine, did Baba say, oh, you're dirty, you have done so many mistakes, you did lot of vices and we are so vicious, get away. Did he say that? He say, oh, go away from me. Did he say that? No. He said, child, my child, you are mine. He just accepted us as we were at that moment. And after accepting, Baba started to love. Baba started to give the love and knowledge together. Right? First is the love that usually clicks us. The amount of Baba gives. You know? That heals the soul. Baba's love heals the soul gradually. This is the procedure of Baba to transform the souls. Right? Whoever the child is, whatever the child is, accepting the child as he or she is, loving the child and then transforming. It is only the power of love which has that power to transform. Only the power of love has the power to transform. Right? So when Baba has accepted each and every one of us, who am I to reject, oh, this brother is not good, this sister is not good, this one is not good. Baba has accepted them. When Baba has accepted, I'm no one to reject. I'm no one. I have no authority to reject everyone, anyone. Huh? And not only BKs, but non-BKs also with whom we come in contact, they are also human beings, right? Oh, this is a non-BK. This is a agyani. No. Look at them with the soul consciousness and have mercy, Baba says. Right? When we have mercy for each and every one, then those pure feelings will flow out from me. Those pure feelings will go out from me. So that's why acceptance. Acceptance is very much necessary. Accepting the person along with the person's negativity and positivity. Oh, this person has so much of virtues, let me make friendship with it. This person has so many weaknesses, let me get move away from that person. No. Let me deal with each and every one similarly. And in this world, no single person is perfect. Can we say that this person has 100% virtues? This person is 100% virtuous. Can we say that? Even if we become karmatit, karmatit is my complete stage. It might be 200, 300 number, or 1,800, or 16,800, or 20,000, whatever it is. Whatever my number is, when I attain that stage, that is my complete stage. If my number is somewhere around 10,000 or 12,000, 12,000 maybe, if I say, okay, my complete stage is 12,000 number, my complete stage is there, but I have not become completely virtuous. No? Completely virtuous is not. Because completely virtuous is like becoming equal to Shiva Baba. That's why Baba says everyone is number wise. So no one is completely 100% virtuous, and no single person in this world is 100% vicious. Even a non-BK, if we say, even that person will be having some or the other qualities, some or the other virtue in that person. So even that person is not completely vicious. 100% now. So we are all in between percentage. Right? Don't we think so? We are making efforts, and as we make efforts, the percentage varies. It might be 70-30%, 60-40%, 80-20%. Each one of us virtues vary. So when I am percentage, even in me, I am having some percentage of virtues and some percentage of weaknesses. Who am I to judge others? Who am I to judge others? Because I am not perfect. So when I am not perfect, I am no one to judge others. Just look at that person, and accepting that person as he or she is very much necessary. Looking at the virtues of others, accepting that person is very easy. But looking at the weaknesses and accepting that person along with the weaknesses, that's a challenge. That is what Baba does. We know the weaknesses of that person. In spite of knowing that the weakness of that person, we say that person belongs to us. That person is my brother or a sister. We are a family. So acceptance is very much necessary. Because when there is no acceptance, slightly rejection is there. Little bit of rejection is there. When the slightest rejection in the mind, my body language starts to show up. The way I behave with that person shows up. The way I talk to that person shows up. Everything changes. Right? And I would get irritated by that person, because I look into that weaknesses of that person, because rejection is there. Irritation is there. And then that will again start up with all the weak, all the based. That slightest rejection also I should stop and transform that into acceptance. Acceptance of that person and accepting the situation is also the greatest thing. Acceptance of the situation. Why is this happening to me only? Do we get that question? I make so much of efforts, even then if this happens. Why do I come across such people always? Why this happens to me only? Why does others not behave with me properly? With love. You know? So why does this happen to me only? Do we have that question? Yes. So acceptance of that situation. How do we accept that situation? Traffic control, right? 1 minute. Just 1 minute of silence, traffic control. We all know that none of the situation comes without any reason, right? Which, if when this particular type of situation is arising, means it has come to give me a lesson, teach me a lesson, right? If I pick up that lesson immediately and learn that lesson quickly, then that situation will not arise again. Okay. Secondly, even if I pick up that message, understood it, inculcated it, again many times, that particular type of situation comes again and again. Maybe, it's not maybe, it's definite that I have a karmic account with that person. Right? Without any karmic account, nothing happens. If I'm walking on the road, without any reason, somebody comes on a bike and just, you know, he hurts me and like it's not purposefully, somehow he missed his balance or something. So why me? Why should I have been there at that time? It's my karmic account with that person. Intentionally he didn't do that. Something went wrong and I got hurt. Right? So it's a karmic account. So when I understand, okay, this is my karmic account, then I will not be angry with that person. Then all type of waste, oh, I should have gone a bit later, half an hour later, or if I would have done like this, and if I run, all types of waste thoughts. Full stop. Okay, this is my karmic account with that person. Let me deal with it. Take Baba's help and deal with it. So instead of that, oh, it is because of you I came so late, if I would have come a bit earlier, this would have not happened, that would have not happened. We start to blame others and situations and everything. Oh, this is because of you this happened. All types of ways thoughts comes. Right? So understand the karmic account. Understanding the karmic account is very much necessary. You know, many times, why do we blame others? Why do we think that we blame others? It's so easy to blame others, right? Yes. Yeah. We don't want to take up the responsibility of that particular situation. We want to get away from this responsibilities. And that's why it's easy to blame. Oh, this is because it's not me. It's because of you this happened. I'm clean. I'm good. It's because of you. It's so easy to blame others and just, you know, wash our hands and just. It's easier. But when we take up the responsibility, then we deal with it. If we don't take up the responsibility, then we run away from it. And the more we run away from it, what happens? More will come, more will come. And that will arise again and again. You know? And that's why we need to stop, face it, and accept it. Okay, this is my karmic account, let me face it. Right? So, just stop blaming. Blaming others is, you know, stop blaming others is very much important. Taking up the responsibility. of the self is very much important. Yeah, blaming myself is very, the one self is very good, but you know, we should not go down the spiral. You know, if I blame, okay, I'm responsible for this situation, let me set it right. If we take up the courage, face it and take Baba's help and set right that situation, well and good. If we then start to think too much about it, oh, I was responsible for this, I was responsible for this, and taking the blame too much and not doing anything about it, then the depression comes in. So we have to act. We have to find the solution for, okay, this is my mistake, let me set it right. If I have created that dirt, I have to clean it up. Right? So if I have created that situation, I should solve it. So take up the responsibility, and when I act upon it, when I do something about it, then the satisfaction is there. Okay. If I hit somebody, if I am driving and I hit somebody, not intentionally, okay, I have hit that person, I have hurt that person, let me get down and take that person to the doctor. That's my responsibility, because I hurt that person. Yes. Blame, amend, but not reject. Because looking at our weaknesses also is very much important. Oh, I have this weakness. Thinking about it too much, then self-rejection also comes in. When there is self-rejection, there's a very funny thing. When there's too much of self-rejection, that person will not like to look into the mirror. Do you think so? If the person goes into the front of the mirror, that person doesn't feel comfortable because there's self-rejection inside. I don't like myself. When we start to hate ourselves, when we start to reject ourselves, then we don't like to look at ourselves in the mirror. It's a thing of, you know, self-hatredness starts to come in. So when we start to love ourselves, it's not too much obsession also. Always looking into the mirror. that becomes too much of obsession. You know, like become neutral. Okay, the mirror is there. Okay, no? Okay. So very much important. And then, next type of waste thoughts usually comes up. You know, when somebody deceives us. We trust a person, and that person deceives us to the higher level. You know, little bit of deceiving, little bit of lying, little bit of, okay, we just forget it. And higher, the more trust we have put in, the higher level of deception that we have received, then there's a lot of heartbreak. When there's a heartbreak, then all types of waste things seeps in. Oh, I went out of the way and helped that person. But in spite of that, that person didn't respond to me properly. In my need of the time, when I needed help, that person just turned around and went away. You know, the more closer the relationships, higher level of deception, higher level of hurt is there. Because expectations are too much towards that relationships, right? So then when they don't act, or when they don't behave according to my expectations, then we start to have all types of waste thoughts. So how do we deal with that? So do you think we should not have any hope in others? When when there's no hope in others, then what's the thing of family feeling? When we are a family, we can have hope or not. Hope, higher level of hopes. Expectations, we should not have. Expectations means personal expectations. Oh, this person should help me. Or this person should smile at me. This person should feed me. This person should give me a glass of water. Personal expectations. Personal help. Hope is something very alaukik. You know, when we have hope in others, okay, this person will really do good, do well in their lives. Regarding their lives and their thing, okay, we should be having that. Hopes and but personal expectation of favor, expectations of favor, we should not be having from others. When we have the expectations of favors, then there's a problem. Then there's a problem. If that person helps, well and good. If he doesn't help, then also well and good. So we should take ourselves into that level of consciousness, and the consciousness of just giving, giving and giving, not expecting anything. You know, many times what happens is, when we are not expecting from others, we don't give also. We don't give also. Don't we think so? Okay, let that person be from the... He or she by himself or herself is very good. I by myself is very good. Let me be myself, that person by himself. So, separate. Huh? So when, okay, both should be there, right? Giving and taking. This is the beauty of relationships. There's a beauty of being here and being, there's a beauty of being with the family, being with the people. Giving and taking is always there. But we also know we receive only when we give. We receive only when we give. So when we just start to give selflessly, give and give and give, automatically we start to receive. We start to receive. We need to take our consciousness to that level. No matter whatever that person gives or not give, let me give. Let me give. And just like Baba gives and gives and gives. So I should take myself into that consciousness and just think of giving. Then that expectation won't be there. And then, very important for Brahmins is forgiveness. Forgiveness is very much important. How far have we been able to forgive others? Because any one thing we remember, any wrong thing we remember that. Any right thing we don't remember that. It's a tendency of human beings. You know? When maybe like for example if I'm traveling by bus every day by the same route. When I'm traveling by bus in the same route every day, people, a particular group of people are also traveling at the same time. So we tend to meet that group of people every day at the same time because we all travel together at that time. So when we become friends, when we become friends and we start to smile at each other and talk, and for one full month, we had a good time. Smile at each other, shared a little bit and everything. But one particular day, I was not in a good mood. I didn't smile. I was by myself or just frowned or, you know, just, you know, I got irritated by certain thing and just I spoke something harshly. So after 3 months, will that person remember 1 month of good time, 1 month of smile, or that one particular day of frowning? What do you think, sir? That one day of that irritation, one day of that harsh words, and one day of that behavior because of that behavior, he forgot the whole of 1 month. Right? It's our tendency, everyone's tendency. Right? So no matter how much that person might have helped me in small things and big things, but one particular incident, that person didn't help me, I'll remember that. Right? So try to forgive. Forgive that person. And so whatever till now that person has given, thanks. And now also thanks. So when the hurt is deeper, you know, it's a bit difficult to forgive that person. A little bit difficult to that, forgive that person. So how are we going to do that? Because unless and until we don't forgive, we won't be able to forget. And when we don't forget, we can't move ahead. Move ahead. You know? Just like when we are walking, if one of my leg is stuck, so no matter how much energy I put in to move forward, I won't be able to move. I need to free my leg. Only then I will be able to move ahead. So in the same way, my intellect is getting stuck. Oh, this person did like that. Oh, this person has done like that. My intellect is going back again and again. This person deceived me. This person did like that. This person spoke harsh words to me. All those things. So when my intellect is stuck in the past with negative memories, painful memories, sorrowful memories, so no matter how much I want to move ahead, how much I want to forget this and have cordial relationships with those people and move ahead, we won't be able to. We won't be able to. So we need to forget that. In order to forget, what are we supposed to do? Forgive. Only when we forgive can we forget. Right? Unless and until we don't clean our mind and heart from that sorrow, from that hurt, we won't be able to move ahead. So how are we going to forgive those people? How are we going to forgive those people? If I just say, okay, I forgive you, that's enough? That's enough? Or is it something else that we have to do? Yes, we have to have lots of blessings for that person. Just like the person you love, you give lot of good wishes to that person. May you be happy, may you progress in your life, let there be lots of peace and prosperity in your life. There's so much of love and so much of blessings for that person whom we love. So in the same way, for the person who has hurt me, the person who has deceived me, if I want to forgive that person, I should give lots and lots of blessings and good wishes. May you be happy in your life. May you get whatever you wish, whatever good wishes, whatever whatever comes up in your mind. When we give lots and lots of good wishes and good feelings for that person, then all that negative cycle, clears. Why did that person hurt me? We know the reason. Why did that person hurt me? It's because I might have hurt that person in my previous births. Any of my previous births. So when it's a debt that has been cleared, so if I again have that bad feelings, I'm increasing my debt. Increasing my debt. So I need to put a full stop to that. How am I going to put a full stop? By giving good wishes. Forgiving that person. Giving good wishes and pure feelings. Again and again. So constantly when we give, only then that negative cycle will become positive. Sometimes what happens, you know, in the morning after Amrit Vela, we are in a very good mood, we had very powerful Amrit Vela. Then after Amrit Vela, we have lot of good wishes for that person and everything, read the Murali, very good. But as the day goes down, the energy level also goes down, and then again waste thoughts about that person, negative thoughts about that person. Morning I had good wishes, evening, in the afternoon I had again thought something negative about that person, waste about that person. Again I realized, oh, this is not supposed to be doing. Again I changed myself. Again I started to have good wishes. Again, so if this cycle goes on, do you think this karmic account will clear? Do you think this karmic account will clear? No. If I want to clear that karmic account with that person, constant good wishes. Constant good wishes. Whether it's in the morning, evening, afternoon, no matter who the person comes in front of that person also, you know, praising that, at least not praising, at least not speaking negative of that person. You know? So when I have constant good wishes for that person, only then I can clear my karmic account. Yeah? Because many times it happens. We have good wishes for that person when we are in meditation, and when we're again down, when we're in a lower energy level, again that negative thoughts. No. So this level of forgiveness is very much important. Only then I can clear my clusters. I can clear my, you know, all my kamika. I can at least clear my intellect. I can pull my intellect back. Otherwise, again and again my intellect will go to that person. Again that karmika account becomes stronger. So in order to pull that back, forgiving and forgetting. Okay, we won't be able to forget completely. Of course, we won't be able to forget that incident where I was completely insulted or felt bad or anything. We won't be able to forget that incident completely, but at least the amount of negative feeling that I was holding because of that particular incident, now that sorrow is not there. I think whenever that scene comes up in my mind, there's neutrality. There's no the feeling of pain and feeling of sorrow. So much of what it was there, it becomes less. You know? Forgiveness and good wishes is very much necessary. And the next type of usually waste. You were saying something about the waste thought? Yes. If somebody insults us, you know, what I think in particular is, you know, you become Kalangidhar. Kalangidhar is, you know, the most maximum amount of deformation who has got, Baba says in the Murali. Maximum amount of deformation Shiva Baba has got. Shiva Baba was defamed, like he is told is omnipresent in the stones and everywhere God is there. So he has been got lot of deformation. And next is Brahma Baba, right? So comparatively to Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba, whatever insults, whatever that I am getting, is nothing, right? So when we get insults or when our feelings is hurt, so we become Kalangidhar, you know, free from all insults. Yeah. So that's one of the way to clear our sins. Clear our sins. Baba says, no, there are three ways of clearing our sins, to incinerate ourselves. One is through power of yoga. If you have powerful yoga, then the soul will start to become viceless. Second way is to have health issues, health problems and health thing. So third way is to get insulted by the people, you know, without any reason. That's one of the ways to clear our karmic accounts. So when anything as such happens, we should not react. Because if that person is something wrong, is speaking something wrong to me, wrong about me, if I also speak something wrong about that person, again that karmic account strengthens. Right? If somebody is insulting me, let me keep quiet. I should keep quiet. That powerful break should be there. You know, break of keeping quiet. And then, you know, transforming. Okay, even after keeping quiet, do I have the energy to keep here also silent? You know, from this becomes silent anyway. But here also, you know, lots of waste thoughts starts to come up. You know, so that also I should be able to keep it silent. That much energy, that much power I need to have. Only then it's possible. Right? And then I was speaking about waste thoughts, about the future, about worries, unnecessary worries that we have. You know, each one of us has one or the other types of worries. Whether I'll be good, I'll do good, or regarding our health issues, regarding our financial issues, regarding our family issues, regarding anything. We have so many issues. Right? So we worry a lot. And what is worry? We need to understand what worry is. Only then we can deal with it. Okay, we have a problem. Thinking about the problem. Okay. If there's a close family member and that family member has a severe illness. Okay, maybe a son or a daughter, very closely connected. That person severely sick. Maybe cancer or maybe, you know, like. So worrying about that issue, will it solve it? Oh, this person has got no. How do we do that? How do we do? It shouldn't have happened like this. Why did this happen? Thinking over it again and again and again and again. Oh, my son has cancer. Oh, my son has cancer. Oh. So worrying about it. Will that solve the issue? Okay, people are coming up for meditation. I'll just give the answer for this and then this point and then we'll finish up. How do we deal with worry? Again, karmic account comes in. Understanding the karma, understanding the karmic account, and then very important to deal with worry is faith in Baba. Faith in Baba. Faith in the self, faith in Baba and faith in the cycle, in drama, is very much important. Whatever is happening is good. Whatever will be happening will be very, very beneficial. So then that allows me, that helps me to put a full stop to all my worries. And what's the difference between worry and planning? Planning is not worrying. Worrying is not planning. We have to plan about the future. But worrying. Planning is just planning and living it. You know, when the situation comes, when the time comes up, then we do something about it. Worrying is, oh, my son has cancer. What to do? So we are dealing with it. Okay. We are doing something about it. Okay. But unnecessarily, whenever I'm sitting alone, just thinking about it. Repeated waste thoughts is worrying. Repeatedly, when I think about that particular issue, that particular thing, again and again and again, that is worrying. And worrying drains away the energy. So we have to stop and act about it. We have to do something about our worries, but not just thinking about it. And for that, faith. We have to have unshakable faith in Baba. Unshakable faith in drama and in the self also. I'm God's child. I'm Master Almighty Authority. Nothing wrong will happen to my life. You know? That type of faith we need to have. Then all that worry will just fly away. All that waste thoughts will fly away. Okay? ಅಂಶ.